menu changing for you.
Due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat, mga giliw naming taga-subaybayan ng Samut Sari. Ito po si Ate John na nagbalik after ng
ilang weeks yun? Mga tatlo lang naman.
Tatlo lang ba?
Oo.
I thought, ano.
Pero miss ka namin, ha?
Oo. Salamat naman. Miss ko rin kayong lahat dito. Siyempre, ang ating mga tagapakinig, siyempre, miss na miss ko kayong lahat.
Yes.
Oo. Si Kuya Cesar, Tita Virge, Manang Trini, at siyempre, kayo po. Talagang kung wala po kayo, wala po kami rito. So, si Ate Jo po ito na nag-aanyayan sa inyo na makinig na naman sa isang oras nating pagniniig sa Himpapawid. Kasi excited na excited ako. For one thing, maganda ang ating panahon ngayon. Contrary kahapon, naku kahapon, right off kahapon. So, yun pa naman yung start of winter. Sabi yes. nga winter came with a vengeance. Yes. Sabi nga, napakalamig. Ngayon po, mahangin at na malamig din. Ang maganda nga ngayon kay Inaman, walang ulan.
Yes.
So hopefully, bukas, bakasyon pa rin tayo. Sana maganda rin ang panahon. Mm-hmm. Para naman ma-enjoy nating lahat. And then, Tuesday, ayan. Kahit na umulan, okay din.
Yes.
Alam mo ba, sinabi sa akin last night daw, hailstorm. Oo, malalaki daw eh. Pero bago natin talakayin yan, kumusta naman ang Trini? Miss kita.
Salamat Ate Jo. Of course, na-miss ka namin. First week pa lang wala ka dito. Sabi namin, wala si Ate Jo. May miss namin. So of course, anyway, masaya pa rin po kami, sabi nga ni Ate Jo. Kasi ang liwaliwanag ng ating araw ngayon, at na parang summer lang, kaya lang medyo malamig nga naman ang hangin. Ayan, so magbibisaya po ako. At of course, maayong hapon kaninyong tanan. Ako si Manang Trini. Nanginaot mi nga naamutanan sa maayong panglawas o sa kanunay nga malipayon. Daghan kaayong salamat sa kanunan ninyo nga pagkuyog na mo permi sa atong kada semana nga o kada domingo nga programa sa radyo. And of course, giimbitahan namo kamong tanan nga manawag sa atong istasyon sa numero 1-815-8100 para mo intra sa atong Radio Chika. And of course, syempre pa, you can listen to us anywhere kasi live streaming po. Punta ka ron sa www.planetaudio.org.nz/samutsare. Ayan po. And of course, in behalf of our producer na si Tita Verge, magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. And of course, Ate Jo, meron tayong pasasalamatan, of course, yung mga sponsors natin.
Siyempre naman. So, ang ating pong programang Samut Sari Philippine Cultural Radio Program ay nagpapasalamat ng maraming marami sa ating mga sponsors, Planet Earth Travel, JMN Foods and Butchery Limited, Wheels and Waste, New Zealand Home Loans Messi, Western Union Money Transfer, at marami pang iba. At siyempre po, nagpapasalamat kami sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig, pagsubaybay sa atin tuwing Linggo, alas 4:20 hanggang alas 5:20 ng hapon.
Ayan. At na sabi mo nga Ate Jo, ano, kagabi, hail. Dalawang gabi na talagang nag-hail.
Dalawang gabi na ba?
Oo, dalawang gabi na. So it's very, kasi ka, nung isang gabi, nag-ano kami, nag-practice kami ng sayaw. Kasi, yun nga, sa upcoming na singing contest ni Tita Verge sa Independence Day. Punta ka, Ate Jo.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Ayan. Sus, ang dilim-dilim, ang hail talaga na sobra. Tapos ang hangin, ang lakas ng ulan. I was driving like 10 miles or 10 kilometers per hour. Kasi sabi ko, hindi ko talaga makikita ang daan. Hindi ko makikita if I'm on the right lane or am I gonna hit the curb. Kasi talagang, tapos gabi pa.
Oh, at saka ano, hindi mo makikita yung white lines, ano?
Hindi mo talaga makikita.
Hindi mo napapansin, pag umuulan, tapos ang madilim, ano? Kasi nga, basa yung daan, hindi mo talaga mag-distinguish kung saan yung demarcation line. Nakikita mo na lang yung kasalubong mo, dito ako sa banda nito, baka tamaan ako. Pero kagabi talaga, iba yung tunog sa bubong.
Iba talaga. Ang ingay-ingay. Ayan. Bago po tayo tutuloy sa ating programa, kami po ay maghahandog sa inyo ng magandang awitin galing kay... Shall we go through Okay Na Ako from Kim Chiu? Enjoy po kayo.
Okay, now. Ang ganda naman ng awiting yun, ano?
Yes.
Basta hawak ko yung kamay mo, okay na ako.
Oo, talaga lang. Okay na talaga tayo. Ayan. So dahil po dyan, ito po ang ating specials galing kay Tati Edith.
Alright, eto po sa mga gustong magbakasyon. Kasi karamihan sa atin, ayaw natin ng winter, ano? Mm-hmm. Kasi nga, maulan, malamig, ano? Pero alam ba ninyo na ganung, eto nga, June na, no? Nakausap ko yung pamangking ko kahapon. Naku, sabi niya, napakainit daw.
Oh, kasi summer sa atin ngayon eh.
Oo.
Summer na summer.
Mm-hmm. Di ba, June start na ng wet season, pero mainit pa rin daw,
oo,
sabi niya.
Yeah.
So, nakita ko siya, nakikipag-usap ako, video chat, ano? Wala siyang ano, damit.
Oo.
Lalaki to, ha? Ano, talagang mainit na
sobrang mainit.
Mainit
yes.
Tapos akong kausap niya, balot na balot. Nakabini pa ako.
Sabi niya siguro, ay, ano bang nangyayari dyan?
Baligtad.
Baligtad.
Okay, sa mga kababayan po natin na gustong magbalikbayan sa ating bansang Pilipinas, ito po, Cathay Pacific, Manila, Cebu, Clark, or Davao return from 949 New Zealand dollars. Fly from Auckland via Hong Kong or Christchurch via Sydney and Hong Kong. Seasonally to Manila, Cebu, Clark, or Davao, Philippines. Sale ends on the 6th of December 2019. Departures now until the 30th of November 2019. January 7 to the 31st of March 2020. So return economy class airfare valid for 3 months inclusive of applicable taxes and service fees, meals and entertainment are provided. 30 kg check-in baggage and 7 kg hand carry. Departure tax to be collected at departure airport in Cebu, Davao, or Clark. Pricing is strictly subject to availability, particularly around and during school holiday periods. Fare terms and conditions apply. Child and infant fare accompanied child 2 to 11 years old is 75% of the adult fare plus applicable taxes. Infant without a seat under 2 years is 10% of the adult fare plus applicable taxes. Book now through Planet Earth's travel online booking form or email reservations at planettravel.co.nz or call 0800-111-1131 during business hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Ayan, at dadagdagan po natin ang special na iyan galing kay Tita Edith from Planet Earth Travel. Ito po naman ay Philippine Airlines, galing po sa Auckland to Manila return from 869. And also, meron din silang Auckland to Cebu or Auckland to Davao. Of course, they are all via Manila. Ayan po. Ang Philippine Airlines lang po ang the fastest and only direct flight from Auckland to Manila, Philippines. Pag tulog nyong ganun, gising nyo, ayan, Manila na po kayo. So, the only direct and fastest flight po ang Philippine Airlines. They're flying 3 times weekly po. It's Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday from Auckland. Ang sale po nito ay matatapos ngayong 9th of June. Ang departure dates po is from the 24th of June to the 30th of June. And then 12th of July to the 22nd of September. And then 2nd of October to the 30th of November. This year po lahat yan. So there will be some blackout periods in between those dates. So make sure that your booking is within those departure dates para naman po kayo maka-avail sa specials nila. Now, if you're coming from Auckland to Cebu, it will be 1,099. So, via Manila po yan. Of course, New Zealand dollars. Auckland to Davao is $1,149. So, of course, ang maximum or ang minimum stay po nito is 3 days. Ang maximum stay po ninyo sa Manila o sa Philippines is 3 months. Inclusive na po lahat yan. Kaya lang, may applicable airport departure taxes sa... Oh, sorry. No, wala na pala. Included na po yan. Ang And then included na po din ang 24 kgs check-in baggage, 7 kgs hand carry. So kung kayo po, at saka Milsan Entertainment, kung kayo po ay pupunta ng Cebu, all the way po 25 kgs kayo hanggang Cebu. Ayan, fare and terms and conditions applies. And of course, sabi nga ni Ate Jo, may mga child's fare. 75% sa adult fare ang 2 to 11. And then infant is 10% on the adult fare. Kaya lang, kung gusto nyo rin po na magkakuha ng seat yung infant nyo, which is under 2 years old, pwede po kayong magbayad ng 75%. Then they can give you a seat for him or for her. Ayan po. So book now through Planet Earth's Travels online booking form or email them on reservations@planettravel.co.nz. O pwede rin kayong tumawag, of course, on 0800 11 11 31. Sabi nga ni Ate Jo, business hours lang po yan. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Ayan. Mm. And because of that, we are now coming to our local news. The cost of water in Oakland is going up. Ayan na naman. So wag na kayong gumamit ng tubig. Coke na lang or Sprite. Ayan. WaterCare announced on Thursday that it will increase its water and wastewater charges on July the 1st, 2019. WaterCare expects the price increases will result in an additional $2.30 per month in an average of three-person household, approximately an extra 54 cents a week. WaterCare's chief financial officer, Marlon Bridge, says the price increases are necessary to cover the growing infrastructure and service delivery costs. Water and wastewater charges fund our day-to-day operations in supplying water to the people of Oakland and treating wastewater to a high standard. They also contribute towards infrastructure renewals and expansion that support development across the region. Per 1,000 liters, the price of water will rise by 2.5% from $1.58 to $1.52 to $1.56, including na po yan ang GST. The price of wastewater services will rise from an average of 3.3%. Bridge adds that WaterCare does not receive any funding from property rates paid to the Oakland Council and does not operate to make a profit. All the money we receive from our customers goes into operating, maintaining, and expanding our infrastructure to maintain a safe and reliable water and wastewater services for the future. Bridge says WaterCare is planning to spend $5.5 billion on expanding and upgrading their infrastructure over the next decade. Water and wastewater charges will fund about 70% of the bill, with the additional 30% coming from borrowings and infrastructure growth charges. Ayan po ang ating local news. So dagdag bayaran po tayo ng council dyan. Ayan, I'm not sure, do you pay wastewater charges, Ate Jo?
Yes, ano yan?
Yung storage ba, mga ganyan?
Lahat yan. Pag binigay na yung bill sa'yo, water rate ang tawag, pero lahat
incorporated
na, incorporated na yon. So, let's say for example, monthly you pay $20, ano? Mm-hmm. So, kung may increase yan ng every week ng 54 cents, $2 something. So, 20 plus maybe around about $23 ang babayaran mo. $23.80 or rounding it off to $24.
$24, yeah. Yes. Medyo mahal na rin, ano?
Yeah. So, sinabi mo kanina, wag na tayong gumamit ng tubig. Ano na lang, Sprite
or Coke.
Lalo magastos yun.
Kahit yung ano lang, yung cheaper label nga, minsan 89 cents lang. Ano ba yung mga cheaper label na yun? Yung countdown or signature range. Ganyan.
Yeah,
yun,
yung
social, ano?
Social ka, no?
Ano lang po yan? Usap-usapang ano lang po.
Well, actually, winter ngayon. So, medyo tipid sa tubig. Malamig eh.
Pero maano naman sa kuryente ngayon. Oh, yes.
Ang kuryente, sinabi mo pa.
Ngayon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Eh, kasi nga yung mga heaters, functional na yan.
Heaters
no?
natin. Tapos, pag naligo tayo, talagang mainit naman. Mainit kasi ang ginaw-ginaw.
Yeah. And ayan. Not only maligo, when you wash your face or yung maghugas ka ng pinggan.
Yes,
diba?
Of course.
Oh,
ayan.
My gosh.
Mm. Yan. Yan po. So, I will also want to just share yung last week natin na sinabi ni Tita Verge na this coming 15th of June, magsiselebrate po tayo ng ating Independence Day. Ang Independence Day pala natin that we're celebrating every year is from Spain. Ayan po. So, gaganapin po natin yan on Saturday, the 15th. So, I think we are going to go to the Rizal Reserve first thing in the morning and then followed through by, I think nandito si ano din, si Ambat. Si Ambat,
Ambassador.
Ambassador, yes. Mm. Honestly. hindi ko. Pasensya na po, Amba. Tanda na po ako. It's on top of my tongue, but I can't really remember. Ambassador, bisaya pa naman si Amba.
At least naman, natandaan mo yung Independence Day.
Mm-hmm. Ayan. Eh, kasi naman, may program po yan. Sa gabi, from 6:30, doon po tayo sa Tia Tato, North Peninsula Community Center. Doon po gaganapin yun. So, iyan po ay Tinig, Golden Tinig or something like that. Anyway, it's a singing contest. And of course, may sayawan din po yan. At marami pong bintang pagkain doon. So, hindi po kayo magugutom. For sure, may lechon na binibinta doon. May all sorts, may kakanin, may talagang hapunan. So, huwag na kayong maghapunan, doon na po kayo kakain. Ang sarap-sarap ng mga lutong bahay talaga na binibinta doon.
Okay, anong date ulitin natin?
15th of June sa Tia Tato North or Tia Tato Peninsula Community Center. Ayan, hindi po sa south ha, doon pa kayo across the bridge. You have to go across the bridge kasi sa peninsula po tayo. Malapit po yan sa library. If you want to know more, ang phone number ko po dito is 021-191-0508. If you want more details, I don't have the details in front of me kasi I sold out all the tickets. So my ticket po yan, my entrance po tayo, which is $10 per person. Children, I think, is free. I think it's going to be 12 and under is free. But just give us a call and I will confirm that with you anyway. So, yan pong $10 na binibigay po ninyo is actually a fundraising event as well. Kasi po next year, tayo po ang mag-host ng
Labor Weekend
reunion
dito sa Oakland,
national reunion dito po sa Oakland gaganapin next year. This year po sa Hamilton, pero next year po is sa Oakland. Tayo po ang host. So kaya as early as now, unti-unti po tayo nagfa-fundraising na. Kasi ang laki-laki po talaga ng gastos pag tayo ay naka-host. So, yes, tulong-tulong lang po tayo because this is all for our community and of course, it will give us the pride of who we are and what we can do every year to show it off to the other communities and other ethnic groups. Ayan po. So dapat lang po mag-i-involve po talaga tayo. Pilipino
at,
tayo eh.
At magtulungan para
at magtulungan.
Sa kaganapan ng magandang adikain.
Yes, of course. Ayan po. So para matuloy-tuloy lang po natin itong isi-celebrate every year. Ayan po. And of course, bukas, Ate Jo, is what? Ano na? Queen's birthday.
Birthday mo yun, di ba?
Birthday ko. Queen B. Birthday ng Queen B bukas. Oh. Hindi ah. Si ano yan ha? Si Your Majesty, Her Majesty's Queen Elizabeth yan. Birthday niya po bukas. Now, it's very interesting, Ate Jo, kasi Alam ba natin ang history ng Queen's birthday?
Oh, siyempre, hindi natin alam
hindi
yan.
Natin alam yun, ano.
Pero kung mamarapatin mo, ay mm-mm. pwede ba
i-share natin?
Enlighten mo.
Enlightened
ko?
Us. Oh, ay, simple lang po naman yan. Dahil nga tayo ay under the British rule before, and we are still a colony, I think, of Britain. Hindi pa tayo, ano eh, hindi pa tayo, well, although we're independent, but we're still under the Commonwealth anyway ng England. So, kaya po natin sineselebrate ang Queen's birthday. Ba, alam niyo po ba kung ano talaga ang real birthday ng Queen natin?
Ilang taon na siya?
Oh, that's a good question. Ang birthday niya po talaga is 21st of April 1926.
Okay.
So, ilang taon na siya?
So, calculate mo yon.
Calculate
2000,
natin.
Ano na ngayon?
2019 tayo ngayon.
Minus 1926.
So, that's 390 na siya. 93.
Wow.
93 ba, did you? Mm. O 83?
Teka, I will consult the oracle of the calculator.
Yes.
So, 2019 minus
1926.
So, 93 na siya.
93 na nga. Si Queen
wow.
Elizabeth, bless her. You know, of all the rulings, all the stress of ruling a nation and other nations under her belt, she's doing so well. Yeah. Now, bakit naman Queen's birthday ay sinisilibrate talaga yan, different dates in different places, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Oo, katulad ng dito sa New Zealand. Every, ano po yan, every first Monday of June. Just remember po yan. If you want to plan ahead, every first Monday of June po is ano, holiday talaga yan sa New Zealand. So kung gusto nyo mag-long weekend and you want to get some, you know, some planning ahead sa mga trips nyo, ayan po, remember that. First week of June, first Monday of June each year is our Queen's birthday. In other parts of the world naman po, katulad ng UK for instance, it can fall variously on the first, second, or third Saturday of June. So, hindi po yan public holiday. Ayan. Tayo lang ata ang maswerte. Kasi public holiday tayo, first Monday of June tayo eh. Mm. So, palaging holiday yan. Tapos, sa Canada naman po, it's rolled in with Victoria Day. Queen Victoria naman sila. And is celebrated on Queen Victoria's birth date of 24th of May naman po sila. And the Aussies, which is our neighbor, take their Queen's birthday off on the second Monday in June. So first tayo, ang Australia is second Monday ng June. Ayan po. Just an interesting facts about our Queen's birthday. Ano? Now, sinabi nga po dito, how can one woman have so many birthdays?
O nga naman, ano?
Different birthdays.
Variable. And then, pagtatanungin siya, ngayon siya tinanong, ilan taong ka na ngayon? 25. Mm. Tapos, sa
following,
next,
birthday mo na naman.
Birthday mo na naman ulit. Ilan taong gulang ka na? 26.
Just in a span of a few weeks. So, kaya po pala iba-iba ang birthdays ng Queen in every parts, different parts of the world. Well, the holidays apparently celebrated in the Commonwealth countries to make the sovereign's birthday mark the Queen's official birthday. So, yun nga, dahil nga sovereignty yung Queen, ano. So, that's just really a marking of her official birthday. So, hindi po talaga yan real birthday ni Queen. Ano po talaga ang birthday niya? 21st of April, 1926. The fact that holidays for the monarch's official birthday fall on a different date in different countries is a result of political expediency and historical tradition. So, ayan po, which is good. I mean, I like our birthdays kasi Monday. So, long weekend talaga yan. Hindi katulad ng Canada. UK, I mean, who celebrated their Queen's birthday on a Saturday. So, hindi siya talaga, ano. Ayan. So, why do the monarchs celebrate in June? So why not have the holiday on the monarch's real birthday?
Yeah.
In short, the English weather Ah, British monarchs did not want national celebrations and attendant parades to their birthdays spoiled by freezing cold and lashing rain. So starting with King Edward VII, who was born in November, the sovereign's official birthday celebrations were moved to early northern summer. June, for us in New Zealand, is the start of winter. But because there are a few large-scale public functions held to celebrate the Queen's birthday, and because our winter, at least in some parts, is not as dreary as the British equivalent, the June timing has not been changed for Southern Hemisphere countries. So ito din naman po ang time na ang Queen maglagay ng honors list. Ano, every time she's got her birthday, she comes out with a list of honors people. So, mm-hmm. Ayun, the Queen's holiday is, along with New Year, of course, a traditional time for the release of the Queen's honors list. Mm-hmm. The honors list recognizes people who have made significant contributions to the country or Commonwealth by bestowing upon them various honors and titles. So, ito na yung mga time na magiging, ano ka, sir?
Maging dame ka.
Dame at sir, di ba?
That's right.
Yan ba yan? Interesting.
Knighted. Parang ganon.
Kailang wala ka doon, so hindi ka man knight.
And then, it makes sense nga naman, ano, kung ayaw mo yung, alimbawa, siyempre may celebration, ano?
Yes.
Wala yung, kung umuulan, bumabagyo, how can you celebrate?
Correct.
Eh, wala yung, parade, di ba? Ayun pa naman ang parade, yun ang pinaka-exciting.
Totoo
na,
yan.
Na, makikita mo yung wave ng Queen.
Oo.
Di ba?
Pareho naman yan sa, just our, any normal birthdays, di ba?
Yeah.
Pag ang birthday mo talaga is working day, minumove mo sa weekend to celebrate with your family, di ba?
Yes,
kasi
right.
Minsan, Tuesday yung birthday ko, everybody's working. So, i-move natin yan. So, flexible tayo dyan. Katulad mm-hmm. na rin ng Queen natin. Flexible din. Ayan. Galing naman. Mm-hmm. So, bibigyan po namin kayo ng isa pang awitin bago po tayo pupunta sa ating Philippine News. Ito naman po ay, ano bang magandang awitin ngayong hapon na to? Paikot-ikot, sinisinta kita. Ay, gusto ko yan. Magnora honor po tayo. Ito po, sinisinta kita. Enjoy!
Ang langit sampu ng katulad.
Ayan, namimiss ko ang mga kantang ganyan ba? Very folk song baga. Ayan. Sige po, tayo dadako na po sa ating Philippine News.
This is Samut Sari, Philippine News. Schools in remote areas to get government priority, even as access to basic education continues to improve across the country. Several public schools in geographically isolated and disadvantaged areas still face problems in terms of facilities and resources, according to the Department of Education or DepEd. Education Secretary Leonor Briones vowed to prioritize the development of the so-called last-mile schools, or those that fail to meet the basic criteria set for learning institutions in the Philippines. She directed various offices in the agency to identify which schools fall under this category to enable the DepEd to implement programs that would address their needs. That DepEd is sustaining the substantial gains in access to education through the provision of adequate facilities, teaching and non-teaching personnel, and learning resources, read a memorandum signed by Briones last May 22. However, gaps in resources and facilities still remain in schools that have not met the allocation criteria for various education inputs. Based on the memorandum, last mile schools are those that have less than 4 classrooms with makeshift or non-standard rooms without electricity, have not been allocated funds for repairs or construction for the last 4 years, and have traveled distance of more than 1 hour from the town center. They also includes those that have multi-grade classes of rooms with less than 5 teachers, have a student population of less than 100, and with more than 75% of learners coming from indigenous peoples groups.
A look at acts punishable by Bawal Bastos Law. Have you ever felt unsafe or uncomfortable walking along the streets, taking public transportation, or even just checking your social media accounts? The proposed measure seeking to impose stiffer penalties on acts from catcalling to stalking has just lapsed into law, said one of its principal authors, Senator Risa Hontiveros. The bill is formally called Safe Streets and Public Spaces Act, but it has also been coined as the Bawal Bastos Law. And this seeks to ensure the protection of women and all members of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. While Malacanang has yet to issue the signed Republic Act, Felstack.com scoured through the bicameral committee report for the proposed act's salient points. Here are some of the acts that may be penalized under the new law. Gender-based streets and public spaces sexual harassment. The following are the specific acts listed as gender-based streets and public spaces sexual harassment that may be punishable from community service of 12 hours up to arresto menor or minor arrest, or 11 to 30 days imprisonment for the third offense. Ito po, cursing, catcalling, bawal na po yan sa Philippines, ha? Leering and intrusive gazing, yung tinitingnan mong from head to toe. Taunting, yung para mong inaabuso, siguro, ano?
Yeah.
Cursing, ayan.
Ako.
O swearing yan, bawal na yan. Unwanted invitations.
Oh.
Yes, yung sabi mo, ay, gusto mo magsini, halika, magsini tayo, ganyan, barang bastos na yan.
Pwede bang may date ka? That's right.
Oh, persistent uninvited comments and gestures on a person's appearance. Oh, so bawal na po yan kung ang babae or ang lalaki gustong magsuot ng I don't know, plunging neckline. That's their business. Hindi nyo yan i-comment, ha?
Mm-mm.
Kasi bawal na po yan. Relentless request for personal details such as name, contact, and social media details and destinations.
Ano yung telepono mo?
Yes. Uy, anong pangalan mo? Telepono nga. Akin na. Ganyan.
Tawagan kita, ha?
The use of words, gestures, actions that ridicule in the basis of sex, gender, or sexual orientation, identity, and or expression, including sexist, homophobic, and transphobic statements and slurs. Ayan. So, hindi ka na pwedeng magsabi, ay, bakla, bakla, alika dito.
Sabi mo na lang, sister.
Yeah. Yan. Persistent telling of sexual jokes. Yung mga bastos na
mga... green jokes.
Yung mga green
bawal
jokes.
Bawal yan, ha?
Censored. Unless you pay money to go and see a comedian's show, then they're allowed to have green jokes in that room, right?
That's right.
Not in public spaces. Ayan. Use of sexual names, comments, and demands. Ayan.
Ang dami naman bawal.
Daming bawal na talaga, Ati Jo. Any statement that has made an evasion on a person's personal space or threatens the person's sense of personal safety. Okay. So, kung, you know, if you feel that they are right on your face, pwede nyo nang, ano yan, ipa-aristo. Kasi bawal na po yan under the bastos law, ha? Huh? Bawal bastos, I mean.
Bawal bastos.
Bawal bastos. Bastos law. Tinanggal ang bawal eh. Yun pa naman ang pinaka-importanting ano dyan. Ano ba yan? Now, meanwhile po, the following acts may receive graver punishment.
Nako, matindi.
Of imprisonment of up to a month and one day and up to 6 months for the third offense. Ito po ang mga mas malalang ano,
parusa.
Offenses. Yeah. Making offensive body gestures at someone.
Ay, nako.
Ano ba yan? Oh. Ano kayang sus? I can just picture somebody doing that. Ano?
Yeah, that's right.
Exposing private parts.
Nako,
for the sexual
yan.
Gratification of the perpetrator with the effect of demeaning, harassing, threatening, or intimidating an offended party, including flashing of private parts. Public masturbation. Wag po sa public. Manago po kayo. Groping and similar lewd sexual actions. So, yan po. And the law also imposes 6 months imprisonment or arresto mayor. Ito na po ang mas malaking arrest in maximum period for the third violation of the following acts. Stalking. Any of the above mentioned acts accompanied by touching, pinching, or brushing against the body of the offended person. Any touching, pinching, or brushing against the genitalia, face, arms, anus, groin, breast, inner thighs, face, buttocks, all of the above na yan, any parts of the body, pwede na yan, or any part of the victim's body, yun na nga, bakit pa minimension, any parts na lang yan. Gender-based online sexual harassment din po, bawal na ngayon, ha? Kahit baka iniisip nyo lang, sa online lang kayo nagbabastos, bawal na po din yan. So, kaya ang bawal bastos po is now a law, so make sure you just behave yourself when you go home in the Philippines.
Yeah. So, marami pong bawal, kaya lang kailangan talagang pag-ingatan natin yung ating mga pananalita at saka yung ating mga gawa, siyempre. Yes. Just use your common sense na.
Totoo yan. Lalo pa naman sa atin minsan, lalo na pag mga kakilala mo ba, ano? Minsan joke-joke lang. Okay lang yan before na wala pa itong law talaga na medyo, you know, nasasaktan ka na, tinatanggap mo lang dahil kilala mo nga, kapitbahay mo nga, o friend ng mama mo, friend ng papa mo, friend ng brothers mo.
Not anymore now.
Tapos binibastos ka, ganon, you know? So now you can actually complain to the police kasi may bawal bastos na nga talaga. So whoever that person is, kahit kapatid nyo pa yan, ayan, isumbong nyo sa police kasi bastos ng kapatid mong ganon, ganyan. Bawal na po yan. Kahit mama at papa nyo, bawal yan, ha?
Bawal bastos. Ano?
Bawal bastos talaga.
Hello?
So yan po. Yan po ang aming pwedeng i-share sa inyo. So which is really good. When I look at this moon last night and I said, oh, this is a really good law.
Very informative sa mga... kasi kuminsan, pag you're in a group na yung talagang kaibigan-kaibigan mo, no? Mm-hmm. You can do that. I mean, they can take it and they know yung bang you're no longer strangers to each other. Mm-hmm. So, pwede yun. But, you know, in some cases na kami meet mo lang siya, hoy, ano yung phone number mo? Tawagan kita, ha? Oh, so, that's different.
Mm-hmm. That's, you know, different. Mm-hmm. But in saying that too, Ate Jo, sa totoo po yan, kung close na nga kayo, tapos ba, always bear in mind na if you already told them stop it, don't do it anymore.
Oh, yes.
And if they keep doing it, you always have the right to complain. Okay? So, don't feel na you're trapped or don't feel na baka anong mangyayari sa kanya kung isumbong mo. Pag sinabihan nyo na po, no means no eh.
That's right.
No means no. So, sabihan nyo lang na please don't do it anymore. I don't like it. And I feel harassed and I don't feel comfortable about it. Ayan. So, dapat sabihan nyo lang po. Pag inulit-ulit, yun na po. You can give them warning and things like that. Pero ito, maganda to. I really like this new law. Bawal bastos law. Ayan. May time pa po tayo, Ate Jo, ng isang magandang musika after sa ating Philippine news. So, pupunta naman po tayo kay... Shall we go with... Sino ba nga? Ying Constantino?
Yan.
Gusto nyo ba ng Ying?
Yan.
Ayan. Ikaw. Here we go. Enjoy po kayo. of course naman, pag-ibig ko, ikaw. Pero pag-ibig ko muna ako, and then ikaw, susunod. Dapat, ano, love yourself.
I love yourself.
Love yourself first before you can love others. Galing talaga ni Ying, ah. Gusto ko siya.
Mas magaling ka sa kanya. Kasi you love myself first.
Kanta muna kayo ng love myself, and then ikaw na sa susunod. Ayan po. So, tayo po'y dadako sa ating birthday greetings.
Okay, sa lahat po ng mga nagdiriwang ng kanilang mga karawan ngayon mula po sa Samutsari, maligayang bati po. Sana po ay magkaroon pa kayo ng marami pang kaarawan sa buhay ninyo. At syempre, binabati natin, nakikinig ngayon si Kuya Cesar. So, happy listening sa'yo. Kuya Cesar, sana nakatulog ka at alam ko ang trabaho mo mamayang gabi. At saka, siyempre yung mga kasamaan mo sa bahay, sana hindi pa sila lasing ngayon, ano? At nagiinuman daw sila, sabi niya. Oo. And of course, happy listening kay Kathy sa States and your
my love ni Kuya Cesar.
Yung nurses na mga kaibigan mo, happy listening to you all over there. And si Ate Lolit, na-miss ko si Ate Lolit kasi lalinggo na ako wala. So ngayon, Ate Lolit, special mention ka sa akin. Yes. Siyempre, happy listening to you.
Of course.
All right. Ayan.
Yes, sabi nga ni Ate Jo, happy birthday sa lahat ng mga nag-celebrate ng kanilang mga kaarawan ngayong araw na to. And of course, hindi lang po kaarawan, happy anniversary kung sino man pong nag-celebrate ng mga anniversaries, graduation, or new job maybe, or promotion. Congratulations po kayong lahat dyan. Happy lang po tayo. No time to stress. Kasi pag kayo po na-stress, hindi po nakakatulong yan. Lalo lang lalala problema natin. So happy lang po tayo. And of course, happy birthday Queen Elizabeth, kasi birthday mo bukas. In New Zealand time anyway. And of course, Tita Verge, I'm sure you're listening also. Thanks for, I hope you are okay wherever you are. Kasi I know that hindi pa rin nakakapag-drive si Tita Verge. And of course, Shine, I'm sure you are very, very busy with your uni papers and things like that. Kaya hindi ka nakapunta ngayon. Siya ang portion natin ng Women's Affairs at saka iba pa. So we will see you next week at the Kuya Sisa, Tita Verge, and of course Shine. Ayan, of course, special mention din sa kaibigan kong Susan Shadwick, palaging nakikinig yan. Thank you, Susan, for always listening to our program. Feel free to contact us if you want to share anything on air. Ayan po, marami pong salamat.
At napadako tayo sa pasasalamat. Pasasalamatin na natin ngayon ang ating mga sponsors. Yes. Ang Planet Air Travel, JMN Foods and Butchery Limited, Wheels on Ways, New Zealand Home Loans Messi, Western Union Money Transfer, at marami pang mga sponsors natin. At syempre, ang special thanks po ay sa ating mga masusugid na taguyod, of course, and tagapakinig na walang sawa nakikinig sa atin sa tuwing linggo, alas 4:20 hanggang alas 5. So, mamamaalam na ba tayo?
Yes, malapit na naman tayong matapos. Ate Jo.
Okay, so in behalf of our producer, si Tita Verde, siyempre si Kuya Cesar, at siyempre ako, maraming salamat po sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig. Hanggang sa muli, mabuhay po tayong lahat.
Yes, and para and from me po, manamilit na po kami kaninyong tanan. Ug sa kanunay, of course, nagpapasalamat kami sa inyong walay kahumanan nga pagsuporta sa atong programa sa radyo. Of course, ako si Manang Trini, signing off saying, loving yourself first and your family means looking after yourself first and foremost. Health is wealth. Now, just a reminder po, I still have my Zumba classes running every week, Monday at Answorth Heights in Meadowood Community House from 6:30 to 7:30. $2 lang po yan towards our whole cost. So, parang kuha lang po yan. Ano? And then on Tuesdays at Tiatatu South Community Center from 6 o'clock to 7 p.m. po yan. Again, kuha lang din po, gold coin kuha, which is around $2 towards whole cost again. And on Wednesday nights, doon naman po tayo sa Meritama Center in Takapuna, 3 Gibbons Road. Yan naman po ay from 7 to 8 naman po yan ng gabi. Ayan po. So, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, may Zumba classes po ako in all of these areas and it's just for donation. Ayan po. Health is wealth, sabi nga. Bye for now and until next week, ingat po kayong lahat and in behalf of Shine also, kami ay nagpapasalamat as always. See you next time!
Pakilala kung sino ka man.